Fannie Mae, the nation's biggest mortgage finance company, cooked the books so executives could haul in millions of dollars in bonuses they didn't deserve. That's one of the conclusions in a scathing federal report out today. The report also says that when regulators began investigating Fannie Mae, the company used lobbyists to try to kill the probe. Fannie Mae has agreed to pay $400 million in civil penalties. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The report by the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, which people call OFEO, was unsparing. Fannie Mae executives routinely manipulated internal figures for 6 years to create the illusion of higher earnings. James Lockhart is acting director of OFEO, the oversight agency. He said Fannie Mae's image as a low-risk, responsible company was a facade.
The report we are presenting today details an arrogant and unethical corporate culture.
Fannie Mae is a financial giant. It's the biggest buyer of home mortgage loans in the country and the second largest borrower in the world behind the U.S. government itself. Lockhart said the company's size and past success made executives think Fannie Mae was untouchable. Lockhart cited a company memo from then-Chief Operating Officer Dan Mudd to CEO Franklin Raines, who later resigned over the scandal. The memo was written after federal regulators began digging into the company's financial practices.
He was discussing the need to make changes at Fannie Mae and wrote, and I quote, "The old political reality was that we always won. We took no prisoners." He then added, "We used to be able to write or have written rules that worked for us."
But Fannie Mae didn't give in. It fought back. The report says Fannie Mae used lobbyists to press Congress to investigate OFEO, the agency that was investigating it. Company lobbyists also pressed to have OFEO's budget cut until its director was replaced. Lockhart tried to put that chutzpah in context.
A regulated entity was trying to stir up Congress to really kill or cut down on a very important investigation, as you've heard today.
Fannie Mae did not admit wrongdoing today, but the company sounded contrite. Dan Mudd, who's now the company's CEO, said this, quote, "We've all learned some powerful lessons here about getting things right and about hubris and humility. We're a much different company than before." Lockhart, the head of OFEO, said that Fannie Mae's accounting system is so troubled that full reform is a long way off.
This company was so messed up, so underinvested, that it's going to take a very, very long time. They're making progress. They, I think, have worked through all the major accounting principles. But that just means that they're now ready to start building systems and controls around those principles. We have a long ways to go, unfortunately.
Fannie Mae's accounting scandal caused the company to make one of the biggest restatements of earnings in U.S. corporate history. When it was exposed, Fannie Mae's market capitalization plummeted $9 billion. Lockhart said he thought Dan Mudd, who wrote the memo he cited earlier, was doing a good job trying to turn the company around. As to whether the government might eventually file criminal charges against Fannie Mae employees, officials said the investigation is continuing. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.